percent of your life. And you're not alone. Everyone is. Take a minute to picture it, your life, I mean. Scroll through the individual events, interactions, and instances that come together over the course of a day, a week, a month, a year, a lifetime. Think of it like a quilt, each square a small block of time. Here, pouring yourself a cup of coffee. Over there, reading a book to your child. Celebrating a success at work, taking a walk in your neighborhood, climbing a mountain, diving with sharks. The mundane and the extraordinary woven together and working together, forming the story of your life. Now, take half those quilt squares and rip them out. The irregular patchwork that's left, a cold, drafty blanket full of holes, is the part of your life for which you're mentally present. The rest is gone. You didn't truly experience it, and chances are you won't remember it. Why? Because you weren't paying attention. Do I have your attention right now? I hope so. The idea that we're missing so much of our own lives is pretty alarming. But now that I have it, I won't be able to keep it for very long. As you listen to this chapter, it's likely that you'll miss up to half of what I say. And on top of that, you'll finish listening convinced that you didn't miss a thing. I say this confidently, even without knowing who you are or how your brain might be different from the last one we tested in my lab at the University of Miami, where I research the science of attention and teach cognitive neuroscience courses. That's because over the course of my career as a brain scientist, I've seen certain universal patterns in the way all of our brains function, both how powerfully they can focus and how extraordinarily vulnerable they are to distraction, no matter who you are or what you do. I've had the opportunity to peek inside the living human brain using the most advanced brain imaging technologies available. And I know that at any given moment, there's a high probability that your mind just isn't here. Instead, you're planning for the next item on your to-do list. You're ruminating on something that's been bothering you, a worry or a regret. You're thinking about something that could happen tomorrow or the next day or never. Any way you slice it, you're not here, experiencing your life. You're somewhere else. Is this just part of being alive? A side effect of the human condition? Something we all just have to live with? Is it really that big of a deal? After 25 years of studying the science of attention, I can answer these questions. Yes, it is part of being alive. In many ways, because our brain's evolution was driven by specific survival pressures, our attention waxes and wanes, making us prone to being distractible. Our distractibility served us well when predators lurked around every corner. However, in today's technologically saturated, fast-paced, and rapidly shifting world, we're feeling that distractibility more than ever. And we face new predators that rely on and exploit our distractibility. But no, it's not something we have to just live with. We can train our brains to pay attention differently. And finally, and most importantly, yes, it is that big of a deal. The extraordinary impact of attention. Tell me if this ever describes you. At times, it feels like a struggle to stay focused. Your mind toggles between boredom and overwhelm. You feel foggy, as if the crisp thinking you need to rely on is simply not there. You have a short fuse, you're irritable, stressed. You notice mistakes you've made, typos, skipped words, or repeated ones. Did you catch that? Deadlines loom, but you find it difficult to pull yourself away from your news and social media feeds. You cruise through your phone, opening app after app, then you look up some amount of time later, wondering what you were even looking for in the first place. You're spending a lot of time in your head, out of sync with the flow of all that is happening around you. You find yourself spinning on interactions, something you wish you had said, something you shouldn't have said, something you should have done better. You may be surprised to know that all of this ultimately comes down to one thing, your attention. If you're feeling that you're in a cognitive fog, depleted attention, if you're feeling anxious, worried, or overwhelmed by your emotions, hijacked attention, if you can't seem to focus so you can take action or dive into urgent work, fragmented attention, if you feel out of step and detached from others, disconnected attention. In my research lab at the University of Miami, my team and I study and train people in some of the most extreme high